What do you mean I'm not invited? I'll see you there. What do you mean you won't let me in? Back fence.
Agitated.
Don't get cranky on me.
I'm not cranky at you. I'm just generally a bit agitated. But anyway.
You're human.
We're here. Welcome to today's podcast episode. I have Brendan joining me and we're going to go through a checklist from a book that is called Burn After Writing. So I think the idea with this book is that you obviously fill it in yourself and it's meant to be like your deepest, darkest secrets and give you insight into who you are. But I've been using this a little bit more for conversation starters with the kids over dinner, like yeah. Some of the lists, not all of the things are appropriate. But I thought it would be fun to sit down and go through this Walk on the Wild Side list with you because...
You want to get me in trouble?
Because I don't know if I will tick many of these. We'll see.
Wait and see.
Just quickly, a word from today's sponsors. Unless, of course, you're one of our Venti members, in that case, there are no ads and your episode is about to keep playing.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So, things I've done... And then you can extend on things if you want.
Okay.
Been skinny dipping.
Yes.
Yes, for me too. I grew up in a skinny dipping family, which sounds weird. Not
as
like,
we do.
Not like we went skinny dipping as adults or teenagers, but like as kids, it was so normal for like my family.
Just to be free.
Not necessarily my dad now that I'm saying it out loud, but my mum and my sisters and I, we'd jump in the pool naked at night. What about you? Did you have family skinny dipping sessions?
No.
You're like, no, we were normal.
No. I'd usually, yeah, we'd do it with my mates. We'd do like, yeah, not skinny. Yeah, skinny dipping and then like nudie runs and stuff like that.
It's a real thing for teenage boys, isn't it? To, yeah. Like, that, like that's the gag. Here's my butt.
I'm naked.
That's still you now.
Yeah.
And we went skinny dipping in Bali. That was, I think, the best part of having a like villa to ourselves
is because it was all enclosed. You had that privacy.
Yeah, it's nice.
Then there was that one night in the hotel, and we just decided to go skinny dip in the middle of the hotel. No, just kidding.
Okay, have you been in a police car?
Yes, I have.
I have not. Have you? Leave that one there.
It's a paddy wagon.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
They're not comfy. Have you taken drugs?
Yes, I have.
No, I haven't. I was telling Brendan, I'm like, I've never had drugs. Like, I'm such a straight person. And then I think a little while later we were having a conversation. I'm like, oh, well, I've had a joint. Like, I've tried it. Tried marijuana. Tried the pot.
Drugs are bad. Marijuana is bad.
When I was maybe 18, 19, like a few drags on a joint, but that's it.
A doobie.
A doobie.
A doobie. Doobie doo.
Yeah. Are you glad that you had like a wild partying stage?
Yes. Me and my friends got it over and done with super early. Like I talk to them now and... They don't do drugs or anything like that, but yeah, we all look back and we look at it and we're like, we're glad we did it early and got it out of our systems for those couple of years, and then we sort of just grew out of it.
Party drugs.
Yeah.
See,
no hard drugs.
I'm so naive to the drug world that we will sometimes be watching things and I'll look you dead in the eye and say, have you tried heroin? And you will be like, what is wrong with you?
I'm like, whoa.
You're like, no, I haven't.
The bar is on the floor. I've kicked it. I've stubbed my toe on the bar. Like,
because I'm like, I don't really know the classifications, but I
nothing bad like that. Like, that's bad. The heroin and ice and stuff, that's bad.
I just remember going out when I was like 18 or 19 and friends would talk about ecstasy and things like that. And it always scared me, I guess, from an element of like danger and control. I guess it always made me feel really unsafe, like the unknown.
We don't know what's in it.
Yes, and I'm not really a risk taker when it comes to anything. Fuck you. But also, I'm a two-drink screamer. Like, I've always been two drinks. My arms are heavy. I'm having a good time. Any more than that, and I'm, like, ready to go home and call it a night.
Unlike you.
What a fun gal.
Just look over at me on the lounge and be like, Bren, you dabbled in heroin? No, dear.
That's quite a heavy
drug. What do you take me for?
All right. Being drunk. Yes. Have you been in a fight? I'm guessing that's like a physical fight. Yes, you have.
Yes.
I haven't.
Here and there.
Have you seen someone or something die?
Yes.
Yes. I was in the room with my grandpa as he was dying, which is awful. Partied all night.
Yes.
I have such clear memories of getting on like a bus at the end of the night and traveling from the valley to the Redlands for anyone who understands that distance. It's quite a trek on the bus.
Was the sun coming up?
Oh, yeah. Well and truly. And then the cure would be to go to KFC and get a Colonel burger with cheese, sleep it off, then get up and get ready for a Sunday session after that.
So good.
So gross.
Yeah,
so fun.
We'd get the train in and out of the city, but my really good mate, it gets to a point where the train stops, so then you got to get the night rider, and then it's every stop on the way home, and it's just like sickly. Or you walk out of the club and the sun's up and birds and stuff are everywhere in Sydney, and you're like, ugh! Like a zombie.
Time to get back under my rock.
Like, oh, do we go home or do we keep going? We just go to Oxford Street and there's a pub on the corner.
Keep it going.
We just keep going.
Hair of the dog.
The hairiest.
Meanwhile, now, if I stay awake past 11, I'm ruined. There's and no rank, way I can stay up all night. And ranky for podcasts. smoked cigarettes.
Tried it, yeah.
I've tried a cigarette, but I wouldn't say I've smoked them. Like, no, I've never been.
I've never smoked a full cigarette.
Didn't have time with your heroin addiction.
Yeah, smacking out.
That's bad.
Can't draw back when I'm dribbling.
Have you been fired? So bad. Have you been fired from a job?
Yes.
I don't know if I have.
You're missing out. Because you've worked for yourself since you were born.
No, I've had jobs. I've had jobs.
Miss Independent.
I've got it.
I've got no boss.
I answer to no one.
You're only
not
boss
even myself.
Besides, like, the flight attendant, the only boss you've ever had is your nan.
Shut up.
It's not a boss, it's your nan.
No, I've worked in other salons. I have. I've worked for
people. Kylie, if you sweep the floor, I'll give you a cookie.
No.
Cups of tea.
I've had bosses. After I did my apprenticeship for my grandma, thank you very much, I went to salons on the Gold Coast.
Oh.
I also had a job before my friend. Yeah, I haven't really had. Oh, no. And I worked for MCO, like for Model Co.
Oh, that's true.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next.
Had stitches.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, the other weekend you hurt your arm and you said something to me about closing it up and I thought that you'd given yourself stitches. Like, no. That's how comfortable you are with injuries and stitches and those sorts of things. Like, you would do that, hey?
Yeah.
Like, if you had a needle and thread, you'd stitch yourself back up.
Yep. But I didn't. I think if I added up all my stitches, I'd have, like, in my lifetime, I would have had easy over 200 stitches.
I obviously had stitches when I had a C-section and then when I split my shin open doing box jumps.
That's pretty bad.
They're the only times, I think.
Did they staple you or stitch you for the C-section?
I don't know. I don't know.
Sorry about the mumbling.
I don't know because I couldn't
The heroin.
Even, stop. I couldn't even look at my C-section scar for so long, so I never thought to ask the details on how it's all stitched up. It's
pretty yum.
Yeah. Oh, and stitches when I had my breast lift. I'm guessing there'd be stitches, right? Suturing, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Under and then up to you.
Like that anchor scar.
Yeah.
Gotten a tattoo, Bren?
No.
You thought about getting a tattoo?
Mm-mm.
I have two small tattoos.
Bikey.
Bad bitch.
Ooh, one percenter.
And the first one you gave me on the kitchen bench.
Did I ever?
Mm-hmm. Fuck. Okay. Have you ever crashed a party? Yeah. Yeah.
Of course I have. What do you mean I'm not invited? I'll see you there. What do you mean you won't let me in? Back fence.
Skipped a class back in the day?
Yeah. Not many, though, which is weird.
I don't know. I mean, I definitely left school partway through, so that's skipping a class. But my mum always knew that I was, like, I'd go down to the shops and meet mum at Gloria Jean's and skip parts of my day.
I had days off school, but I didn't have friends to skip with. So I think it was high school was like I've done with everything. It's like an all or nothing sort of thing. Like if I was at school, I'd stay at school. Do my time and then go.
Mm.
And then I'd go to work and stuff after school. I know towards the end, as much as I did get my year 10 certificate, I'd take days off to get shifts at my first job for more money and stuff like that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I definitely wasn't the best student in high school, but I also wasn't a rule breaker. Like, I wouldn't skip the class and go and hide out somewhere else and then, you know, like I...
In one of the bins. Kylie's the cookie monster again.
Have you been to a music festival?
Yes.
Yes, you took me to one.
Yeah.
That's the only one I've been to.
Really?
Yeah, I've never been to festivals before you took me to that one.
They were good back in the day.
Again, I'm not a very cool person.
You are a cool
person. As I'm establishing.
You are. You're not a rule breaker.
Have you ever kissed someone of the same sex?
Yes.
Do you care?
Would you like, why didn't you answer that?
Yes, I have as well. You and I have spoken about that. Like, I remember, again, being 18, 19, maybe, 19-ish, I would say, and it was kind of like a gimmick.
Yeah.
You know, it was performative on the dance floor. You'd kiss your friends.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah.
Same thing?
Pretty much. It was, if we kissed, they'd kiss. So it worked.
With tongue?
Yeah.
Cute.
Not full tongue. Like, it was just like a lick.
Like a light tongue touching?
Yeah, it was like a...
Have you ever joined the Mile High Club?
No. Have you?
Ooh, no.
What do you mean?
Aircrafts are gross.
On my break.
No way.
Oh, good time.
Yuck. Have you ever gotten a piercing?
Yes.
Yes. What have you had pierced?
Oh.
Everything.
Yep. I haven't done my nipples or anything. A lot of facials. Like all my lip.
Yeah, because you still have the holes.
My Medusa.
Oh.
Hmm. I had, like, my Medusa pierce.
Medusa, for those of you who don't know, because I wouldn't have known, that's just like your Cupid's bow.
Yeah, so in between your nose and your top lip.
Yuck.
Beg your pardon?
I just don't get
it. I'm offended. I have feelings.
I do not understand it. And you've had your septum.
Yeah.
And you had your eyebrow.
No. Yuck. You're gross.
Did you
take me for?
Did you want your eyebrow pierced when you were going through your five era?
No.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay.
You?
No, I never wanted my eyebrow pierced.
You look good with one.
But I remember thinking like that they were pretty cool. Like that the guys from five had piercings.
Yeah, you would. Well, I always heard that rumor that your face would droop if they hit a nerve. Do you remember that?
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm like, no, no way.
It's the same with, I remember hearing that when it comes to having your ears pierced. Like if they hit a vein, your whole face would droop. The only piercings I have are on my ears.
That's it?
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted my belly button pierced so badly in like grade 9, but my dad said no. So I, of course, did not do that.
You do.
I'm glad I didn't.
I've always questioned getting the Prince Albert done.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
It's why funny. Not? It's not funny.
It is funny.
It's not funny.
Yeah. You're so straighty.
Is it meant to be a pleasure thing?
I don't know. I think it's just like, yeah, I did it.
Such a dick.
It's like one of our friends, Dean. He lost a bet and he had to get his belly button.
I'm sure
pierced.
He's thrilled. Oh, belly button.
Yeah. he had a sleeper in it. Yeah.
Mm. Well, you quite like pain, so it wouldn't surprise me actually if you did decide to do that.
Yeah, maybe.
Ugh, it's not for me.
Okay.
Dyed my hair. Yes, of course.
Never.
Have you had a? You've dyed your hair.
You've done it.
Yeah.
Don't question me.
Have you had a friend with benefits?
Yes. You?
No. I don't think so.
You?
No.
I'll ask you again. I'll count to three. I don't know. You tell me. One.
Well, what's the definition of a friend with benefits? Are you dating them?
You're seeing them, I guess, and sleeping with them. Isn't that just like a friend? It's not official.
No, I think a friend with benefits is literally a friend that you sleep with occasionally and
there's
it can
no
go
such
on
thing.
For years.
You're not friends.
Yeah.
You can't sleep with your friends.
Some people do.
Nah, doesn't work like that.
I've never had a friend, what I would consider a friend with benefits.
Someone always gets feels somehow.
I think the definition of friends with benefits is that it has to be ongoing and there's no real dating. Like you literally just see each other to have sex.
But then someone always gets feels. And it ruins it. And you're like, oh, we're not friends anymore. I got hurt. Bah. Please.
Have you ever gone commando? Yes. You've gone commando?
Where?
Oh, no, you really do wear undies all the time.
All the time. I had to keep it in place. It's not much there, but...
I will happily not wear underwear.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Have you ever eaten something that is alive? No.
Yeah, I've eaten a worm.
Why?
Why not? There's a dare.
Have you had...
You're not living. Come on.
Have you had sex outdoors?
Yes. Have you?
Yes.
Yeah. So don't give me... Everyone at home, everyone listening... Kylie gave me a filthy and she pretty much answered the same
way. We've had sex outside.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Have you ever had cosmetic surgery?
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
Butt lift.
You have a really good bum.
Thank you.
Not that the listeners need to know that, but you do. I never thought that bums, like on men, were like something I would ever notice, but you have a really nice bum.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
It means a lot. The only thing that hasn't aged.
Also, the tattoo that you have on your bum is my favourite.
What tattoo is that?
Have you ever been thrown out of a club?
Plenty of times.
I bet.
Have you?
Yes. Yeah.
Everyone has.
Not frequently, but yeah.
I told you that time I went to the Christmas party.
Yeah, and then you came back in through the other way.
No, through the window. I barely... Yeah, I salmon dive through the window.
Have you ever fired a gun?
No, I want to.
Do you?
Yeah. Just like in a firing range, like in a safe environment. But
just
I've always...
to see what it feels
like. Yeah, and I've always wanted to like the target practice with like a sniper rifle. Like I like that accuracy and something to focus on.
You're funny. I've never fired a gun and I have no interest in firing one. I feel like I would shoot all the way backwards. Like yeah. I'd fire the gun and I'd be like propelled against the wall.
You've got enough
There'd
bang.
Be like a Kylie shaped hole in the wall behind me.
Boom. You'd break your nose.
Have you ever smoked a cigar?
I think I've had like a puff when we were in our soccer grand final and Noel Spratt, our coach, had one.
Do you remember those Big Boss cigar lolly things? Like musk sticks, but they were called Big Boss?
No.
They were good.
I used to love the smell of my auntie's dad's pipe.
Oh, a tobacco pipe.
Yeah, but it had like a...
You're like crack pipe.
The heroin. No, and I just had like this unique smell and it was like...
Comforting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it is. Yeah.
My dad has worked in the tobacco industry for a large portion of my life. And so there were times there where him and his friends would be smoking like the vanilla scented cigars that are quite fine. And they always smelt quite good.
Mm.
Like considering how much I hate the smell of cigarettes, there are certain cigars that I think don't smell as offensive, but I've never had one.
I think it's horrible that the vapes smell so good.
It is.
So good. Everyone on work sites, like, everyone vapes. And I walk past it. I'm like, what was that?
It smells like a little, like,
yeah, a little,
like a puff of yeah, Hubba Bubba or something. Yeah. It's easy to understand how they've become so much more socially acceptable, even though they're so bad for you.
Yeah.
And we don't really know exactly how bad they
are. So I found out the other day when I thought they were illegal.
Mm.
So it's illegal to import. So, for now, whatever's left in Australia is still legal.
Yes.
But okay. There's no more that can come in. But any bit the government sort of makes a law and sort of brings it back in and they'll whack their tax on it like cigarettes.
That makes more sense because you were saying to us, vaping's illegal. And I'm like, that can't be because there are literally stores called like the Super Vape Store. But that makes sense that it's...
Brendan was wrong.
Pardon?
Brendan was wrong.
Happens occasionally, huh?
All the time.
Have you ever bought porn?
Yes.
Porn magazines or DVDs or all of the above?
Yeah, all of the above. I used to steal them too. This is like a little confession. Forgive me, Kylie. I have sinned.
We not too long ago, Brendan was going through a box of his childhood memorabilia and he found his... Year 6 book that you had. You know how like in primary school we have to decorate title pages? Yours was from grade 6 and it was your title page for whatever book, and you had drawn the cover of a Playboy magazine next to a little boy.
Yeah.
Issues.
Look at me now.
Yeah.
I'm flying.
I've never bought porn.
Have you watched it?
Yeah, I think everyone's watched porn at some
point.
You'd
be lying if you haven't seen porn.
Don't
lie.
Have you ever shoplifted? Well, yeah, that's where you were stealing porn.
Yeah, so I'd go in. Is it shoplifting though?
Well, yes.
I'd go in and buy the paper and then put the porn in between.
Put the porn.
Are you mocking me?
A little bit.
I'm being honest about my naughtiness.
Mm.
Yeah.
How old were you?
Young.
10?
If that.
Bit younger.
Maybe.
Really?
I don't know. Didn't really bookmark it when I was stealing porn.
Well, I guess given that in grade...
timeline.
Was it grade 5 or grade... I think it was grade 6, your title page with the Playboy cover, and she has really strong calves.
I mean, she was a squatter.
Crossfit. Ooh. A crossfitting Playboy cover. It's so
why
funny.
Why playgirl squats? What does Mandy like to do? Squat.
She benches.
She'll lift me up.
Have you ever prank called someone?
Yep.
Yeah, same. That was like the best part, I think, of sleepovers when you're young and innocent and, you know, really before you're going on to the internet and stuff like that.
Even before caller ID on home phones.
Yeah.
You just do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Or order pizzas to people's places.
Yeah, we were telling the boys about that recently. Yeah. The boys were doing prank calls with their cousin, who, for those who don't know, their cousin is 6 months younger than them and she's got a phone. Remember when we went camping, the three of them got together to prank call someone, but they didn't think to, well, of course, I mean, my two have no idea that I have a phone, but about caller ID. And so then every random number that they were ringing kept calling them back and they were terrified.
How did they know?
You guys are novices.
You got a lot to learn.
Funny. All right. Have you ever skipped work?
Skipped? Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's part of like...
Sicky?
Yeah. Everyone's skipped work. Have you ever killed an animal?
No. Oh, yeah, I've hit birds.
Like, accidentally, obviously. Not out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've hit a kangaroo once, which was pretty awful.
That's pretty boss.
It's awful. It's devastating.
It's a big one.
Mm.
I've hit birds and stuff like that. Accidental.
Yeah. No, that was terrible because where mum and dad live, like, now, where they lived, like, now it's obviously more developed, but along that big Mount Cotton Road stretch when I was driving to hairdressing. It was really common that would happen. Awful.
There's a guy that lived down the street from us, Scott Osborne, and he went to jail because he was driving through Menai and he swerved for a big bunch of cockatoos and everyone saw it and he wiped out like 30 birds.
Went to jail for that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's bad.
Oh, he swerved.
He swerved for it. Yeah, he meant it.
Do you think we should bleep people's names out? You always like include.
Who's gonna know? Name. Who's Scott?
That's a small world, after all, my friend.
Is his dad Aussie?
You're silly.
Sharon.
I think that's pretty much it. Thank you.
You're very
doing
welcome.
Doing the wild list with me.
Was it wild enough?
Yeah. What is that?
Someone scrubbing. Oh. The guilt off them.
I'll just re-record that last little bit.
Yeah. That's next door.
Is it? Thank you for sitting down and going through the wild list with me. I think there are a few more checklists that we can do another day.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I appreciate your time and your honesty.
You're welcome.
All right, we're going to go pick the kids up.
Let's go.
Before you run off, I just wanted to mention that over on Sunroom, you're going to find exclusive content that will be seen nowhere but Sunroom. And the reason for this is Sunroom is a safe platform. Things can't be screenshotted, they can't be shared or taken out of context, really. Sunroom is the inner circle, and I am over there sharing workouts, reflections, honest, truly raw thoughts and feelings, instant reactions to certain things that are going on in my life, and so much more. Over there, you can also organize your own custom experience. If you've ever wanted to book a mentoring session with yours truly to perhaps take your idea for your own podcast and start creating. Maybe you have a podcast already, but you really want to learn some of the tricks of the trade when it comes to monetizing, streamlining, pitching to guests, or just creating a stronger podcast in general. I'm the first person to say I am not a business strategist, but I certainly am someone who loves the podcasting space. And with over 400 episodes under my belt, I will happily help you to learn from the mistakes I've made in the past and to cut out some of those tricky lessons and to just benefit from that experience. I love talking about podcasting and personal branding. So if you want to book a session with me, you can do that through Sunroom as well. You can also receive personalized voice notes and advice and so much more over there. Link is in the show notes, so come on over, join the inner circle, and the circle is small, so the messages are getting answered quickly, and I am available to you over through the Sunroom app. Link is in the bio. Today's podcast episode was recorded on the land of the Bundjalung Nation. In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respect to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.